Hi there. You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty.
What?
When?
Why?
I am curious.
Let's do another round of Am I Curious, where you ask the question, we find the answer. And today's question comes from Jim Curtis. He lives in Amik, which is in the Keweenaw Peninsula, which is one of my favorite spots on the planet. Jim, what's your question?
Hey, guys. Yeah, my question is, what is the tallest waterfall in Michigan, and how is that figured out?
And what got you thinking about that question?
Well, I live not far from the Houghton-Douglas Falls, or Douglas-Houghton Falls. People argue about the name of it, but we'll just call it Houghton Falls. And that is pretty tall, and I'm wondering if that is the tallest one.
Well, we turn to Michigan Department of Natural Resources for the answer. John Pepin keeps tracks of things like that. John, tallest waterfall?
Well, tallest waterfall, it's kind of a subjective thing in some ways, but I would concur that the Douglas Houghton Falls is at 110 feet is the tallest waterfall in Michigan.
Pretty good guess, Jim. So 110 feet, how do you measure a waterfall?
Well, see, that's where you start getting into the ambiguity of things. There's lots of different ways people do it. Some are more accurate than others. Some people go up, say you're up, which is kind of a dangerous method. You go up to the top of the falls and then throw a plumb line over the falls and where it hits the plunge pool or the bottom. Then you mark it off, and then you go and measure how far that is. Or there's another way where it's called the gravity method, where you can toss a coin or something and count how long it takes to fall to the bottom and then employ some physics to that to try to...
Yeah, that involves a lot too much math for me, I think.
Right, and it's very loud at a waterfall, too, so you might not even hear a coin or a rock hit the bottom when you do that. And then there's another one, the old kind of a reference thing where you go, okay, I know this person's 6 foot tall, so if you see a person standing at the base of the falls, you can sort of extrapolate there might be, 10 of this person for a 60-foot high waterfall. Or you can look on a contour lines on a topographic map, and that is another way that some people figure that out. But then there's all the question of where does a waterfall begin and end? Because sometimes there's cascades leading into a waterfall or tailing out at the bottom end of it. So do those cascades count as part of the waterfall, or is it just the vertical plunge the waterfall? And some people will debate that. And also, if a waterfall has more than one waterfall, where does one begin and where does the other one end? And what if the creek splits? So if the creek splits, is the waterfall on both sides of the creek, are those also included in the height, or is it just the one? So there's all these different things.
Well, what method did you guys use to measure the Douglas Houghton or the Houghton
Douglas
Falls?
Well, I don't know that we've measured it specifically, but I would say the most accurate way to measure it is they use trigonometry and a clinometer and a rangefinder when you actually want to measure it. Now, I noticed that when we looked at the falls as far as the possible purchase of property to make it accessible to the public, they didn't put a height for the falls, and they just let it go at saying it's, among the highest waterfalls in Michigan. But the competitors, would seem to fall short. You have like the Laughing Whitefish Falls in Alger County is 100 feet. And then very impressive is Spray Falls, which is at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore. That's 70 feet, although it looks a lot larger. It goes off the rock cliffs into Lake Superior. And then, of course, tallest is one thing people talk about, well, what's most impressive. And you often hear Tequamanon Falls is most impressive, but it's only about 50 feet high, but it's 200 feet across. So a lot of people say that's the largest waterfall.
Well, let's nail down some things about Houghton Douglas or Douglas Houghton. Which is it? Is there a preferred choice? I was reading the Keweenaw report says they're going to go with Douglas Houghton.
Yeah, it's my understanding, unless there's something else locally there that I'm unaware of, Douglas Houghton is who it's named after, who's the state's first geologist, and also Houghton County. And there's a lot of Houghton references, and I think that part is clear just based on the fact that, there's two S's in Douglas, like the geologist. So
that was the other thing I was going to ask you about, because Michigan Technological University has a site about the falls, and they use one S in their Douglas.
Well, I think that's kind of a map thing. We recently had a thing come up about a creek name. We were looking at all our different maps, and it was spelled three or four different ways on the maps.
Hmm. I also saw that the state is involved in the purchase of land that you mentioned there. Is that complete? Is it available to the public? Can we go see it?
Well, not just yet. What's happening there is in 2015, the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund, the trust fund board, the state legislature, and the governor approved a $600,000 acquisition grant to acquire about 80 acres there, which would include the Hamel Creek Gorge and also the Douglas Houghton Falls. And right now their property is currently being appraised. And then once we get the appraisals back, the DNR Real Estate Services will review the appraisals and then negotiate with the landowner and make an offer. And then if the offer is accepted, our target looks like the DNR could then close on the property by the end of the year.
Yeah, I guess I'm glad you mentioned Hamel Creek. It's good to know what creek the falls are on. Jim, do you have any follow-up questions for John?
Well, actually, you guys just covered what I was hoping to hear about, because we have heard about the efforts from, I think it's Calumet Township and the state and everybody working together, which is really awesome because it's a wonderful state resource, and we'd love to have it available to the public, but for safety reasons, of course, it's been closed since it's on private land, and, you know, it can be dangerous. So, yeah, don't try and go there now, but let's all work together and get that thing available to the public.
That is Jim Curtis. He had our question for Am I Curious, and that is, what is the tallest falls? And our answer came from John Peppam with Michigan Department of Natural Resources, and the answer is Douglas Houghton Falls, not too far from Houghton on Hamel Creek. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
If you've got a Michigan or an Am I Curious question for us to dig into, you can submit it on the stateside page at michiganradio.org.